The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Well, we just passed the 27th anniversary of the premiere of one of the most influential DIY shows ever, MacGyver. You remember it? MacGyver could make just about anything from whatever he had in his pocket at the time. Well, today our friend Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com is going to share a bunch of great MacGyver-like home hacks. HouseLogic, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm great. We at HouseLogic are in total MacGyver mode for the 27th anniversary of MacGyver. We asked do-it-yourself experts and bloggers to share their favorite MacGyver-inspired household tips, and I'm excited to share some of them with your listeners today.
I'm excited, too. By the way, we should tell people we're actually broadcasting this show today with three paper clips that we were able to put together with a blowtorch and make a radio transmitter. So we're starting from a whole MacGyver thing today here.
Right. Don't forget the rubber band. We had to go get the rubber
exactly.
band, too.
Give me your first MacGyver tip here.
Okay, the MacGyver tip for unclogging a drain. This comes from our friends at moneycrashers.com. You drop three Alka-Seltzer tablets down the sink, followed by a cup of white vinegar. Now, we're not 100% sure about the science behind this, but we heard that when combined together, these ingredients will dissolve grease and any other kind of, you know, funky things that get stuck in your drain. So after about 15 minutes, you want to clear the drain with some boiling water. But you don't want to use this trick immediately after using a commercial drain opener like Drano or Liquid Plumber. You want to try this first. You can also use this solution to clean and freshen up your toilet bowls. You know, MacGyver actually used this solution plus baking soda to create a smokescreen once.
That is awesome. And I guess if my drain has a headache or something, the Alka-Seltzer will fix that too. All right. That's awesome. Give me another one.
Okay, a fix for scuffed floors, right? You've got scuff marks on tile, linoleum floors. What do? All right, there's a little work involved in this one. You have to hollow out a tennis ball, okay? You have to get a tennis ball, hollow it out, and then take it and put it on the end of a broom handle, and then rub it against the floor really hard, and that will remove scuff marks.
Okay, now I don't play tennis, so what if I don't have a tennis ball around?
Gil, then you're not very MacGyver-like. He always had his supplies. But if you don't have a tennis ball around, you can use a sneaker, believe it or not. It has to be a clean sneaker. The bottom of most clean sneakers can easily buff floors. And by the way, MacGyver once made a missile out of a broom handle. The guy was resourceful.
The guy was very resourceful. What's number three here in our list?
All right, how about creating more pantry space where there isn't any? Ta-da! So Ashley of a blog called domesticimperfection.com recommends using small office organizers. You know the type of containers you use for pens and pencils? Use them as spice storage. Just hang them on the pantry door or wall of your pantry. Now, if you don't have any, you can pick some up at the dollar store. And, you know, speaking of office supplies, here's another fun MacGyver fact. He once hot-wired a truck using nothing but a paperclip, a ballpoint pen, and a rubber band.
You can do anything with a paperclip and a rubber band, apparently, in MacGyverville.
Evidently. And I'll just bet that whole hot wiring thing got his fingernails dirty. I bet he got dirty on that one. Don't you hate it when your fingernails get dirty when you're doing dirty jobs?
It's a pain getting those clean, yeah.
Well, I've got a trick for you. When you've got a dirty job to do, our friend at itsoverflowing.com recommends packing clean soap under your nails before you even get started on that dirty job. You just rub your nails across the soap bar a few times, and then it's pretty easy to clean your nails when the job's done because most of the goop has been absorbed in the soap.
That's very cool, especially if you like soap under your nails. You know, one thing MacGyver always had besides the paperclip and the rubber bands was a Swiss Army knife. So I'm sure he was probably well-groomed with, tweezers and a nail file.
Absolutely. I mean, MacGyver, he was a real man's man, right? And speaking of men, y'all like fixing things, right? We know that. So let me give you a cool way to fix a crack in any wall. So you take a little baking soda, and you take some crazy glue, and you mix it together, and you smooth it over the crack in the wall, and ta-da, it becomes a hard plastic that you can then easily sand or file down. How about that?
Huh. That is very cool.
Isn't that cool? So I got another one for you. Pain in the neck one. You know how sometimes you put stickers on stuff or you get stickers stuck on stuff and you can't get them off?
Yeah, especially if you have a little kid. When Spencer was like 6 or 7, they had all the books with stickers, and they would end up everywhere but in the sticker book.
Same with my son Ethan. Same thing.
Yeah, so okay. So what do you do?
So you can turn a can of air duster cleaning spray upside down and spray that sticker, and it will freeze the glue and make it much easier to pull the sticker off.
Cool. All right. Do you have any MacGyver hacks for gardens?
Did you know that you can pour your leftover coffee into the soil around blueberry bushes? They like an acidic environment. So it works on any plants, really, that like an acidic environment, azaleas, things like that. And it's absolutely been working for the blogger at 66squarefeet.com. So there you go. That's my last tip. But you can find more tips and lots more hacks at houselogic.com/radio.
All right. Leftover coffee in the soil around blueberry bushes.
There you go.
You're not just going to get a blueberry bush that's awake all night.
No, you won't. But you will get one that's in a better mood in the morning.
Well, there you go. Until you hit it with a rubber band and a paper clip. Pamela Gertz-Cabani with some DIY MacGyver tips. Be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.